I grew up in a house that mostly was music that was listened to for pleasure was jazz and ballad singers such as Sinatra and Nat Cole and Peggy Lee, Ella Fitzgerald. I didn't hear any rock and roll until the Beatles appeared on the scene, and then that music sounded like brand new music to me. I had no idea about any of the 50s rock and roll. I'm chronologically too young to remember it. Likewise, country music was something of a novelty when it appeared in the hit parade in England. It tended to be very sentimental songs or novelty songs, and it took the introduction provided by hipper groups from the sort of rock and roll period in the 60s, like the Byrds. Mm-hmm. And they suddenly made this record that in which they were doing songs by Merle Haggard and Johnny Cash and the Louvin Brothers alongside their own songs. And it was a revelation to me that this music that I treated lightly could have the same soulful feeling as the rhythm and blues that I predominantly mm-hmm. liked, particularly Otis Redding and Aretha and Al Green. Or there was one record by the Flying Burrito Brothers that featured Gram Parsons, and he did this song Do Right Woman, which I'd known for 3 or 4 years, that's done by Aretha Franklin. And the revelation that the song could be played as a country song and a rhythm and blues song to me was remarkable, you know? It made me realize that, of course, what was most important was what was felt rather than the subtle differences in the musical accent or where it originated.